Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is a new year now, but the new year already began in September. Because there's the world calendar, and then there's the eternal calendar. And there's two different things. But as, you know, God respects the things that we contribute towards Him in everything we do, you know. So in that, as we talk about the new year and the things that are happening and things that are being released and so forth, God has already come and done this already. So now we're beginning to walk in it because He is who was, who is, and who always will be. There's nothing new under the sun. Amen. And as we begin to learn these things in the character of Christ, we begin to understand these things. And understanding is essential because without understanding, you can't discern. Amen? And you can't discern what's of God and what's not of God. And there's a lot of people are walking around. Look, you may have wisdom in what to do, but you might not have understanding in how to do it. And those are two different things that must walk hand in hand. And without that, that's why God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the lack of knowledge isn't the worldly knowledge. It's the lack of understanding of the things of the Spirit of God. Because the Word tells us that the Spirit searches the hearts of men. And He also searches the deep things of God to reveal it to the men. Amen? So there is a place where, you know, I'm going to say something and don't be offended. Ignorance is no excuse. Amen? Ignorance is no excuse. Everything is available. It's called laziness. It's lazy. People become lazy. They become compromised. And in this, that's what the enemy likes to do. He likes to put people back to sleep again. There are people who will never awake, and they will never be awakened until they get to the other side. You know, we don't know what God does between the process of transition. He has the last say. Amen. But according to His Word, we certainly want to walk according to what I don't want to take no chances. I took enough chances. My days of chances is over with. I want absolutes. And I don't want to assume about anything. Amen. I want an absolute about everything. I mean, from the moment you and I were born, we wanted to know what the truth was. We didn't want to know why we were here. We wanted to know who we were. Everybody looked at each other and said, who are you? What are you doing here? What am I doing here? And then we got deceived by television, the radio, and things that were given to us through waves, through voices. And so everybody became somebody else but who they were. False identities. Everybody wanted to be a movie star. Everybody wanted to be a sports player. Everybody wanted to be a hero, someone. Never wanting to be the character of Christ. I never knew what that was about. I didn't even know you could. Until I came to the end of myself. And I had nowhere else to go. And I didn't know where to go. And somebody that I knew that was in the same condition I was had changed and came to see me. And he introduced me to the one that could change me, Jesus. Because only the one that created you can change you. You can go to all kinds of programs in the world, right? But you still got to cooperate with what God says. It's not the program that changes us. It's Him. And so God is doing a transition, not only in us personally, in the whole body of Christ, but globally. We have entered 2024, which begins tomorrow. But like I said, the new year already began in September on the Feast of Trumpets, which is the new year. But there's no distance in time in the spirit, is there? So even though we're celebrating the new year, we could be celebrating the new year that was already. Amen? One of the things the Spirit gave me was a fresh release. He said, I'm going to do a fresh release. Now, we know it's already started. But we're looking at it to begin, but we know it's already started. There will be a fresh release from heaven, says the Lord. And it'll be coming from his throne room. It's going to be on all humanity. It'll be available to all humanity. Now, the Bible says only those who've been have accepted Jesus have become his children. Amen? And in that, there are benefits. Not only eternal, but temporary. He told his disciples when they said, Lord, we have given our lives to you. We've left our families. We've done everything to follow you. He says, listen. You will receive not only a hundredfold here, but you will receive a hundredfold when you get home. In other words, I got it covered. Don't worry about what you've lost here. Be concerned about what you're building home. And I think I might have shared with you that I had a vision. And in this vision, this was just recently, that I saw storehouses with everybody's names on them. And it really came to life to me when he said, build your treasures in heaven. You know, we don't even know. He causes us to build treasures in heaven. We don't even realize it. We're just going about our business and being about his business. Amen? But as you begin to build treasures in heaven and maintain covenant, amen, it's when we break covenant that the storehouse gets emptied. But as we maintain covenant, the storehouse keeps building, building, and building. And I saw the Lord going around and handing his keys, he said, to his faithful ones. Why? He was granting them access to their storehouses. See, he's been building and storing things in our storehouses with our names on them. And now we haven't had the keys brought to us. We've all gone to the storehouses of God, amen, of his storehouses, but we have our own storehouses. And he's bringing the keys to us and releasing to them so that we can access these things that have been stored up for us. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. You know, remember we talked before about when you cross over, there's a fresh release of what? Oil. Oil. So you know that the fresh release has got to have to do something with oil and wine. Fresh release from the throne of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. Let's read it. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Now listen, all creation is bound by a season of time. All creation is bound by a season of time. It's vitally important to get this because that means every season has a specific time in it. And those times, those seasons in that timeline must be fulfilled. They must be fulfilled in your life too. Or they repeat until they're fulfilled. It says here, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal. Hallelujah. A time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to remembrance, a time to refrain, a time refrain from embracing, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace. What profit has the worker from what from that which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be what? Occupied. That's things that are being done for every season which it has associated with the time. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. In other words, he doesn't let you know everything, does he? I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. God does it, and that men should fear before him. That which is has already been, and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. In other words, God don't forget. Amen. How does he forget something from your past? It's under the blood when you repent. So if you haven't repented for something, it still follows you. Amen? Hallelujah. So all creation is bound by seasons of time. Seasons of time. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 25. It says, then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one. And the seven thin and ugly cows which come up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt. But after them, 7 years of famine will rise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now this is a prophetic word. Not only was it prophetic for then, but it is prophetic for now. 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. There's going to be a fresh release of heaven to those in divine order. What? To step into the 7 years of plenty. When did the 7 years of plenty start? In 2023. Now, it doesn't mean that the whole world is going to... Now, think about this. What did they have to do in that 7 years of plenty? They had to gather. Amen? They had to do what? Gather. They had to store. It took years for them many years for them to gather and to store so that they could have 7 years of plenty, build up plenty. What? During the time of famine. So that they made it through the time of famine. Does everybody understand that? And the world was drawn to them. The world was drawn to Egypt because they had the food. They had the grain. They had the corn. They had everything that could provide for the period of time of famine. Now, we are in a time of plenty. That means that it's not all over the world, is it? It's for the body. Remember, the time of plenty was only for who? Egypt. Joseph, one of the sons of promises of God. Amen? So it was a covenant promise to Joseph that God would never forsake him nor leave him. Even though what happened to Joseph, his own family rejected him. He had dreams and visions. He walked prophetically. He could see things. And his own brothers and families mocked him, tried to kill him, sold him. That's what got him into the place of Egypt as a slave. But everything Joseph did prospered. He was tempted in lust and everything else and beaten because he didn't obey it. He was destitute. I mean, that's what the body's been going through for the last few years, ever since the Obamanites stepped in. Look at what's going on since Obama took office. We have been in a time of dismantlement. And that dismantlement is still continuing. And it will continue until a famine reaches the world. But for me and you, we'll walk in plenty. It may not seem like plenty yet, but there is the process. Why? Because it takes time to gather. Does everybody understand? So, you know, when people hear this word, they always say, well, it's going to start today. It's been started already. It's been going on. God has been preparing it. But again, there's a process of gathering now. That's why, I don't know if you've heard all over the place, that it's time to buy gold and silver. They've been warning us. Warning us, buy gold, buy silver, buy land, buy property, buy tangible things. Why? Because the economy is going to collapse. The money will lose its value. God has been warning us. Why? Because it's a time of gathering. So we're gathering what? Gold, silver, land, properties, this, that, whatever, things that are tangible. They will hold value. They may deplete in value slightly. But gold and silver is God's. That ain't going to deplete. Even though they've been holding its value down because they're trying to promote their counterfeit money, which is U.S. currency. Amen? But all this is going to be removed during the time of plenty. Why? Because it's still the time of what? Gathering. Amen? Why are those who get this fresh release who come from heaven to those who are in divine order? Why? Because those who are in divine order are alert. They're awake. They're consistent. They're not playing religion. They have a relationship. Amen? Jeremiah 17, verse 5, please. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength or relies on himself. Amen? Whose heart departs from the Lord. When a person relies on himself, you know how many times have you turned over your will and then pulled it back? Oh, maybe I can do that, you know. Maybe. You know, I really don't need that. You know, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Okay, do this. Well, I guess I can do it myself. Hello. What usually ends up? Chaos. Disaster. Amen. It says, whose heart departs from the Lord. When you rely on you, your heart departs from the Lord. Verse 6, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall, now this is vitally important, shall not see when good comes. In other words, because they're not in divine position, they're going to miss this, aren't they? They're going to miss it. And then they're going to have to wait and go through all kinds of stuff till I finally come to their senses and awake. For he shall be like a shrub in a desert, and shall not see when rescue comes, shall not see when plenty comes, still relying on himself, but shall inhabit the parched places in a wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. It's a lonely place to be. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when famine comes, or heat comes, or troubles, or trials. But its leaf will grow, will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought. In other words, you know, fear always moves people out of position. They become anxious. I need to do this quickly. Hallelujah. The only thing you need to do is stop quickly so you don't run that red light. Will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the thoughts of man, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Self-righteous individuals will miss the warnings and prosperity of God because they're self-righteous. If you're relying on yourself, that's called self-righteousness. And God hates self-righteousness. It's not his righteous. That's why the word says there will be those who have a form of righteousness, but they'll deny the power of God. Why? They don't trust him. Oh, I trust him, but you don't trust him. If you trusted him, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. Amen? Deuteronomy 7, verse 12. Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and kept it and do them, and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. Wow. So this is a blessings of obedience, isn't it? And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, hallelujah, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. The Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Listen, this is what we're stepping into right now. There's going to be a great healing. There's going to be a great deliverance, and it won't be done in a room. It will be a global. Also, you shall destroy all the peoples whom the Lord your God delivers over to you. Your eyes shall not have no pity on them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. If you should say in your heart, these nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them? You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all of Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and wonders, the mighty hand and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. So shall the Lord your God do all the peoples of whom you are afraid. This we are stepping into now. This is what's happening. If you're what? Obedience to the warnings. Obedience to the what? To the warnings that God has been giving us. Again, what was the warnings? Gather! That was one of the warnings. Don't stop. Keep gathering. Don't stop. Stay in position. Stay in divine order. Keep sowing. Building what? Treasures in heaven. You're filling your storehouses. He's releasing the keys to the storehouses. Our storehouses, with our names on it. Just don't change your name. You might go to the wrong storehouse. The key won't fit. Amen? Isaiah 60. Verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the what? The people. If deep darkness is covering the people, it means many of them will be what? In deception. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen among you, upon you. The Gentiles will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Oh, I love it. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Why? Because everything that God has created is going to be drawn to light. Come on, think about this. It won't be drawn to darkness. It's like, man, did you ever see, remember those games that you could, that was like magnetic? It was, and you could draw with it, and all the metals would follow it, whatever you're trying to draw. That's what's going to happen. Everything is going to be drawn to the light of the Lord, to the righteousness of God, from all over. People aren't going to understand. They're not going to be able to comprehend what's going on. Everything is going to come to the light. And God's children will be abundantly blessed. And it's not just about materialism. It's about health. It's about platforms for salvation. It's about being the witnesses. You know, the body of Christ is the witness of God, isn't it? Amen? At least we're supposed to be. Revelation 6, verse 5. When he opened the third seal, now we know that the third seal has been opened already. I heard the third living creature say, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. Now, what are scales? Do they weigh, don't they? Amen? What do they weigh? Gold and silver, don't they? Currencies. They weigh. They weigh what? Wheat, they weigh what? For sale. Amen? Things that are associated with currency, purchases, and so forth. And I heard a voice in heaven, in the midst of the four living creatures, saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius. And do not harm the what? Oil and the wine. Now, who's the oil? What's the oil and wine? We are. Come on, get this. We are covered. We're the light of God. Everything's going to be drawn to us. The world is going to turn into a place of, it's slowly reaching its height of famine. It will be gradual. There'll be, like, it's like a the scale balance, you know. It ain't going to equal out. The body will rise up with prosperity, plenty, and the world will begin to go down. So this will be a process, isn't it? Just like we talked about gathering. The world is slowly depleting. They're telling you things are fine. People there who are blinded out there think everything is great. I'm making a lot of money in the stock market. Wait. Wait. When everything begins to, and there's no more IRA, many people will lose their retirement pensions. All kinds of things are going to happen. And we're going to prosper. Now, God allows certain things to happen. That's called judgment. Amen. But what's he trying to do? Bring people from darkness into what? Light. Look at you and I were all in darkness before we came to light. Amen. Well, the same things. God hasn't changed that plan. Let's get him out of darkness into the light. Amen. So the third seal of release, which is judgment and prosperity. And again, he says, but do not harm the oil and the wine. We're considered the oil and the wine, aren't we? Amen? But we also talked before about when you cross over, what does God release? Oil. To those who cross over, oil. What does oil do? It keeps your lamp lit. It's not high test, low test, premium, you know. Not 90 octane or no, it's oil from God. Exodus 27, verse 20. Verse 20, let's speak it together. You shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed aloes for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually. And the tabernacle of meeting, or the temple. We're the temple, aren't we? We're the tabernacle now. Outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall tend to it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Now, this is known as the holy place. Amen? So where does the oil go to keep the lamp lit? Is in the holy place. Does everybody understand that? Why? And who's to tend to them? We are. Those who are called priests of God. We fulfill a priesthood. And we fulfill our priesthood by taking care of, we worship the Lord. Amen? We are worshipers of the Lord. That's your priesthood. That's your requirement. You can't become a warrior unless you fulfill yourself as a priest. Amen? I call it, because when you fulfill yourself as a priesthood, that's under armor. That's under armor. Why? Those are the garments of a priest. They're under armor. Then you put on the full armor. Many people put the full armor on without fulfilling priesthood. And they actually, it's harder to maneuver. They have a hard time warfaring. Because it's not backed by the anointing. They warfare from the mind, not from the spirit. Oh, glory. Pure oil for light during transition. There'll be a fresh release of oil, won't there? God's going to release the oil in a new wine. Go to Psalm 133, in verses 1 to 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. In this period of time, there's going to be a unification like never before. Unification of the body. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garment. Well, what was Aaron? He was a priest. It was like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the what? Blessings called plenty. Life forevermore. Oh, snap. Precious oil, unity of blessing. Fresh release. Fresh release. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins, which are believers, supposedly. Those have been washed by the blood. Who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Why? They slacked worship. Where do you get your oil? Crossover. Amen? But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming, to go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are what? They're going out. Wow. They're going out. They're running out of oil. They didn't prepare themselves. They didn't gather. Does everybody get that? But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him in the wedding. And the door was what? Shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, hey, Lord, Lord, what happened? Open to us. Come on, we're followers. No, you're not followers. You didn't gather when I told you to gather. You didn't obey. You didn't take heed to the warnings. You did your own thing. You know, one of the worst things you can do is be successful in the wrong assignment. Hello? There are many who are successful in the wrong assignment. It's a self's assignment. It's not an assignment from God. Hallelujah. And he answered, verse 12, and he answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Why would God know them? They were successful in their own assignments, not his. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Woo! Foolish and wise. Amen? Foolish and wise. Those who cross over get oil. That's an area where a heart crosses over to the Lord, truly in worship. Matthew 9:14. Then the disciples of John came to Jesus, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus said, because we're not religious. And Jesus said to him, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? So what was he saying? I am the bridegroom. They're the bride. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on the old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into what? An old wineskin. Or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into what? New wineskins, and both are preserved. See, this is what's happening. We are, now the wineskin represents you. It's an individual. Same thing with the tabernacle. We are the tabernacle. Amen? We are the temple where there is new wine and new oil. Does everybody get it? And the wineskin, the temple, sustaining these things, maintaining them. You know, what does wine do when people drink wine? They become what? Goofy. Amen? They become joyful, don't they? They become, well, many people don't give a hoot. But this wine is from above. Amen. This wine brings joy. It's a joy in your spirit. It's an overwhelming peace, joy, and righteousness of the Holy Spirit. It's a pouring out of God's Spirit. And what does oil do? It keeps the what? Keeps you lit. Hello. So you're lit and joyful. Praise God. You're a walking flame. You know, and again, you're just, wherever you go, you carry joy, and you, as long as you maintain, and that's why we got to be led by the Spirit, so our flesh is crucified, so you get a new wineskin. Everything is being renewed every single day. His mercies are new every morning, aren't they? But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not understanding or knowing how to do these things. Glory to God. New wine. Shaking off the old wineskin. Amen? That's why there's a shaking and a quaking globally. Psalm 92, please. Verse 8. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with what? Fresh oil. Now he said, like a wild, in other words, the fresh oil, he's on fire. Remember, oil is, brings what? Fire. That's fire is power. That's why the Bible says Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. In other words, I'll give you power. Fire always represents the power of God. And you need to have power to overcome yourself. You need to have power to overcome your flesh. You need to have power to overcome every temptation, all thoughts. It didn't mean they wouldn't come, but you have power over them. Amen? My eye also have seen my desire on my enemies. Why? He's got power. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. Fresh oil. That means we need to be coming and get refreshed all the time. So when we come together, we're coming together and worshiping the Lord, so we get what? Fresh oil. But not only, we come to say thank you, we love you. Amen? But God rewards us with fresh oil. That's a reward. That's an acknowledgement. Romans 6, starting at verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer to sin, to it? Or do you not know that as many as of us who were baptized into Christ, that means baptized into our Holy Spirit, Jesus were baptized into his what? Death. Therefore, we were buried with him through the baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the what? Newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, and that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. If we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead, indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should what? Obey its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. You are not under the law, but under what? Grace. So we're to walk in the newness, and this is the fresh release from heaven. That's what God is doing. He's bringing us the whole newness. The body of Christ is going to be cleansed, purified, sanctified, and set apart. Those that are willing to pay the price of obedience. Those that are willing to pay the price of denial of self, pick up the cross and follow. Those that are willing to pay the price to learn and not burn. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Teach you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your thoughts or your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Again, we're to align our thoughts with words from heaven. That's God's word in the Bible and words of the Holy Spirit. That's how we're to align ourselves now. This is how we're to live. But how can you align yourself with the Word if you don't ever read it? Amen? How do you align yourself with the Word if you've never gone to Bible studies? And let me tell you, paper, don't forget that. Why notes are vitally important. Everything you and I learn, we're responsible to be able to teach. Amen? We are accountable to teach everything we learn. That's what God told the Israelites too. Tell your children, tell your family that they tell their children and their family and their grandchildren and so forth. And we're to do the same. It's called obedience. Don't let the enemy compromise you. Don't let them justify and reason. Amen? God knows if you can't be simple with the little, he won't give you more. Amen? We're to be what? Faithful. John 10, verse 7. Jesus said this. He said, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Woohoo! He's the door. He's the door to your storehouse. He's the door to everything. Amen? Even though it has your name on it, it's still his door. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. He's also the door of salvation, the eternal port. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it what? More what? Abundantly. He is the door to all things. All things. There'll be a fresh release of oil and wine will guide us to his doors and storehouses. Why? Because you can't see without light. Amen? This is how many people go adrift. They begin to compromise, become complacent. They're not consistent. This is how the enemy plays us in everything we do. He puts things in front of us that have become more important. Well, this is more important than this. This is more. I've shared before, people talk about how it's God, family, business. No, it's God, God, God. You keep that in order, everything falls into place. Amen? It's God, God's business. Amen? It's everything's a divine order of God. God, God, and God. And then everything falls into place. I'm going to close at Isaiah 55, verse 1. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine, milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not what? Bread. Bread of what? Life. And your wages for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people. A leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know. And nations who do not know you shall run to you. Because the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As for the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and bring it, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may be seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper the thing for which I would. I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of briar shall come up myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut down. His words won't return void. But he sent them to do what? They won't, and it's going to accomplish. His words will not return unaccomplished. They'll return complete. Amen? Fresh release. Now I'm going to give you a word that the Lord gave me for 2024. Hallelujah. Now these are highlights, all right? It will be known as a word of release. He said, in the last 3 years, since 2020, there has been a crushing, a sifting, and refining for gold nuggets of humanity. This has caused the greatest awakening in all realities of existence. It will be the will of my people to tear down the false reality so I may release a true, eternal reality to all dimensions, bringing humanity and all creation into one fold. Acceleration of the first two whirlwinds will continue to shake and quake until all false realities are shaken out of my people. I will cause humanity to look up with understanding. The world can't help them. This will be their understanding. The world can't help them. They'll be looking to him. I will put my storehouses in strategic locations that will overflow with provision, counsel, education, anointing, training, with new oil and new wine. I will execute judgment on the wicked and remove the veils that hide their devious schemes, exposing their nakedness. I will release darkness on the earth and deep darkness on the wicked, causing them to fall into their own nets. Confusion will be the cause of their collapse and overtake their plan of escape. My light of light will radiate the earth through my bride, and the jealousy will rise to those that say they know me. I will open the enemy's closed doors so my people can plunder their goods that they have been held back from humanity while striking down false idols of worship. I will restore the breaches of true love, dismantling false reality of lust. My people will step into a deep love of my presence, deep joy of my presence. I am creating new pathways of success that has not yet been seen. My businesses will unite into the pathway and will shock the stock market. The world will see that the light of righteous individuals and their businesses will rise like never before. This year will begin the full process of transition into a higher level of awareness of my goodness and power. This will cause a shift of reality. What you touch and decree according to my will be immediately in my storehouses. I will release the keys to my chosen ones and allow them access to my storehouses. Without the keys, no one can access the storehouses of the true reality. Don't ask amiss or let your key fall into the wrong hands. The dismantlement of corrupt corporations and their bankers will immediately start a domino effect at a global level. They will begin to show the false reality they live in while attempting to draw others to themselves. Hollywood will be the greatest downfall, followed by pharmaceutical system and inhumane leaders that hold seats of position in all ranks of life. The release of overflow will finance my purpose and release those taken captive. Nothing can stop my release, says the Lord. Anyways, that is highlights of the word. It's a, once my wife edits it, my English and so forth, that I, when I translate, gets a little crazy. So she said, don't print any out and give it any away. I said, oh, well, you know. Anyway, hallelujah. You know, when you're getting things downloaded from the Lord, you got to write quick. And then you got to like hear things and try to put it together and so forth. It's like a matrix download. Anyways. Word for 2024. Remember, I already said it started in September because that's really the new year for me and you. Amen. But the world will catch up. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Prepare our hearts for communion and prepare us for that which is to come. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.